USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
On this Christmas Eve, President Trump is waiting to see what North Korean leader Kim Jong-un's Christmas gift turns out to be.
We'll find out what the surprise is, and we'll deal with it very successfully, and let's see what happens.
There is a suspicion that Kim might order a long-range missile test for the first time in more than 2 years. Kim has warned that he will do something unless the United States and the Trump administration lift economic sanctions by the end of the year. A Russian court is extending the detention of American Paul Whelan. The 49-year-old has been accused of spying and faces up to 20 years in prison. The Moscow City Court ordered the former U.S. Marine to stay in custody until late March. U.S. officials have argued that Moscow arrested him to retaliate for the arrest of Maria Butina, a Russian spy in the United States. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Number of Chinese restaurants in America continues to decline. USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes explains why.
Restaurant sector analysts say as owners of Chinese restaurants prepare for retirement, their children are not so excited about taking over the family business. Original owners are generally from China, while their kids have been raised in the U.S., and many have gone to college and pursued other careers. According to Yelp, the percentage of Chinese restaurants in the top 20 metro areas is at 6.5% compared to 7.3% 5 years ago. That translates to 1,200 fewer places to get your Chinese favorites.
Cost of living raises were once common, and now, according to a new study from Bankrate, they're becoming rare. Half of American workers are ending the year without getting a raise at work. Nearly a third of those getting raises did so by finding a higher-paying job. In an abbreviated trading day on Wall Street, the Dow lost 36 points to finish at 28,515. This is USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
Impeachment is still on the minds of many Americans, and things seem to be split pretty much along party lines regarding if President Trump should be impeached and removed from office. ABC News had a chance to catch up with voters in Michigan, a swing state that President Trump won in 2016, and ask them their perspective on impeachment.
Oh, it's shameful. It's terrible.
And why is it? Why is it shameful?
Because it's all made up. You know, they just want him out. They hate him. They have Trump derangement syndrome.
What do you think about the impeachment?
I think he's getting railroaded.
I think it's a terrible idea. It's obviously, it's biased, and I think it's political. And 50 years from now, I think people are going to really look down upon it.
According to the Washington Post, one in every four circuit court judges is now a Trump appointee. Carrie Severino is a former clerk for Justice Thomas, and she says,
liberals have been using the courts to try to force their liberal policy goals on the nation for a generation. And now, thanks to President Trump, we're pushing back on that. We've got judges who respect the rule of law and restoring that to the nation. These are not just a lot of judges in terms of numbers, which is really impressive. But the quality is incredible. They're young. They are brilliant. They have experience like Supreme Court advocates, law professors, leaders in their state attorneys general's offices, and they're all fundamentally deeply committed to the Constitution and the rule of law.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.